support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. It's my pleasure to welcome Balto to KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host for KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm Lori Neufeld. Here in the studio with me, Luke Beckel from Balto. And you, used to be from Fairbanks, and we welcome you back. And I think you're going to introduce the band.
It's great to be back, Lori. Thanks for having us. It's great to play with these guys. We got Daniel Sharon on guitars and vocals, writing songs, singing us. Adam Finger on the keyboards, and Seth Maurer on the drums, and Devin Hoffner on the bass.
All right, this is Balto. What are you going to play for us first?
Play a song called The Lover, it's off of the first Balto record.
So bad, there ain't no one gonna take what you once had. Oh, you won so many battles, but you lost the war. Now it's time to pack and leave for brighter shores. So you tore up half your letters, marked the rest, returned to sender. Tore every last picture off the wall. What she gave you first won't do you any harm. Though she faded into silence, left you standing in the aisle. When morning came, you dropped that dried bouquet. But you know she really loved you, though there's nothing to hold on to. All certain things can never be undone. So hold your head up high, lover. Drink that wine and toast your lover. Even if she's gone and far away.
Come to know.
Balto here on KUAC's Alaska Live. Welcome, you guys. You came all the way from Portland for Alaska tour, and you sound great. It must be that you're hitting your stride here in Alaska with your tour already. Because this is not your first stop in Alaska here at KUAC.
No, we've been on the road for about a week now. Mm-hmm. Flew into Anchorage and played the Taproot on Friday, and then went down and played Salmon Fest on Saturday. Hit a couple places in the park, and it's a very Fairbanks heavy tour.
But, yeah,
there's a lot of support here and a big community, and it's good to be here for more than just a day or two.
You'll be at the Marlin tonight, and you'll be opening for Sweating Honey on Saturday at the Loon.
And we have Roman Jasmine playing with us at the Loon, too.
A New Orleans band, Roman Jasmine. Yeah,
horns.
They're great. Yeah. And Sweating Honey still has horns, right?
Yeah, so if you're coming out for the horns, I mean, it's going to be a very horn-heavy or very horny night.
And you're
depending.
You're going to be doing a double booking with that one, Luke, because you're part of Balto now, and you still get the band back together, Sweating Honey.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's good to see those guys.
And you'll be opening up. Do we know the order of play on Saturday? It's Roman Jasmine, Balto, then Sweating Honey?
Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, that should be a huge night. Three bands all getting together to play. It's almost like a festival, a little mini festival.
Yeah, and tonight we have Hobo Knife and Tiny Pancake Breakfast joining us. Members of Sweating Honey are in Tiny Pancake Breakfast.
That's right. Jeremiah Bakken is in that. And
Scott
Brady.
Crass, who was our first bass player. And then we got Brady on drums. And Drew Frick is on guitar in that band.
Well, they couldn't just sit there and cry in their cabins. They had to move on after Sweating Honey.
I tried to get them all to move to Portland.
Well, you can't do that to us, Luke. You gotta leave some talent here.
I know, I feel bad.
But you moved to Portland from Fairbanks, and did you right away find Balto, or did they find you right away, or how did that work when you moved down there?
Well, me and Dan met through a guy named Craig from Quiet Life, the band that came up here many times and played, and introduced the two of us together, and I started playing mandolin with Dan, and things kind of took off from there.
Yeah, it took a little bit of time, honestly. We'd been looking for other players and playing kind of as a duo and then as a trio with another friend, and things kept kind of evolving and changing. And then I met Seth.
And, the drummer?
Yes, Seth on drums. And then he knew Devin and
the bass player
from school because they were both at PSU Jazz together. And then Devin knew Adam. And so it was
your
sort keyboardist? Of like a slingshot, a ping pong kind of how we all ended up sitting in a practice room at PSU together.
Well, Dan, I do notice from your recordings that the band has stayed the same with you, but there have been some changing members, which is, that's the way bands go.
I guess that's kind of the way they evolve. It started out with a bunch of songs that I'd written, and I wasn't really intending for anything to really go anywhere with them. And then we recorded it as an album, and this was like almost five years ago, with some friends of mine from college. And that kind of just started propelling itself. And I moved to Portland and kind of tried to refound the band. And that was where eventually, it took a long time and a lot of elbow grease, but eventually met Luke, and then things kind of just moved on from there.
Luke, do you still get to play mandolin in the band sometimes?
Not so much anymore, no.
You play more of the electric guitar these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially since I got this one. It's very nice.
Radio listeners, Luke Beckel's guitar is very beautiful, and it has some nice curves to it, and you have a whole system of pedals and sound. I don't know. Yeah.
Things to make it sound good.
Things to make it sound really interesting and full and fun, and I noticed that on that first song, you're definitely doing that. And Dan, you stick with mostly acoustic guitar, or that's just for this kind of version of the studio in the radio studio?
I'm splitting it more. It's probably like 60-40 electric to acoustic. It just it lends itself to the sound. And when we need an acoustic guitar, we use an acoustic guitar. I actually prefer playing electric, but
well, I appreciate
it's louder.
We've got the mic turned towards you, and you're off, you know, in your own little corner. So the acoustic's coming out just fine in the mix. But I appreciate that you guys left some of the gear in the bus.
The short bus.
Yeah, and you are. You're touring around Alaska in the actual short bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's next on the set list? That first one sounded great.
Yes.
Another older tune. We'd stopped playing it for a long time, and then we realized that both Adam and Luke get to really shine on it, and audiences seem to really love it, so brought it back. It's a fun one, too. Elizabeth the bumblebee keeps flying round and stinging me left, poisoning my fingers long ago. And lonesome in the summer night, she tried to get me one more time, left stinger in my body before she died. And every night, that buzzing fills my ears till morning light. And how I've saved that bit of pain as if it was today. Elizabeth, you're just like me. Come back to life, come set me free. We'll drink the nectar, spark like fireflies. And teach me every flower known to this foreign land you call your home. I'll give you shelter if it gets too cold. Oh, I know your paper wings are frozen long ago.
Joins us here for Alaska Live at KUAC. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. And I can see why you brought that song back, because I can see it driving a dance floor very nicely. So if you're at home trying out your dance steps, well, you can try them out and find a partner to dance with tonight at the Marlin with Balto. And tomorrow night, they're opening up for Sweating Honey at the Loon. And so, you know, plenty of dancing opportunities there, and that's a good one to shake a tail feather to.
Oh, yeah.
And it mentions bees, and that's so perfect for setting up for, opening for Sweating Honey.
I had money.
Yeah. Chadwick was saying we could paint his short bus. We should have just painted it like a giant bee.
Yeah.
Like that one we saw on the way to Homer.
Yeah. That would be perfect because it's still kind of painted a lot like a school bus.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to spend a lot of money.
No,
that was our major concern.
Right. Yeah. A couple cans of black paint, you'd be good. Spray paint, that is probably. You guys have a new EP out, which is really exciting because it's actually on vinyl. And I love that idea where, Luke, the other day you dropped off the CDs and you dropped off... You didn't drop off the vinyl, but this time you did. You dropped off the download card that comes with the vinyl. You send that out with the EP, right?
Yes.
Okay, right. So it seems like there was a rebirth in vinyl that's just that rebirth is not going away, which is really cool.
I think that Spotify may have something to do with it. That
really?
Yeah, I think that people aren't even bothering to download music anymore because... You don't have to. You're wandering around with the ultimate iTunes library in the sky all the time. And so, but I think people still want something tangible. And, I mean, I certainly hope that most people have turntables still, but some of them don't, but some of them I think probably still buy vinyl just because it's something to have and hold and commemorate the music that you have, which is really cool.
It is really cool.
And it also just sounds really great.
Ain't that the truth? I mean, we still have two turntables here in the KUAC studios, and we play vinyl all the time. Just earlier today, Andy B. on Afternoon Concert was playing a 30-year-old Frank Zappa and the London Symphony Orchestra album. And, you know, these things are used a lot here. And so anytime we get new vinyl, we're just like, oh, yeah, we can totally play that. No problem. So, yeah, so fun. And I noticed, like, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon and when David Letterman was still on, when they have an artist in, they hold up their album. Is that one album made for those performances, or is that an album that has a limited release? Do you guys know?
I think everybody's pressing vinyl now. Yeah.
It's actually interesting because it's caused a huge backup for vinyl production facilities. And so, I mean, we got lucky. I think we beat a rush. But people are their horror stories now. People having to wait 6 months to have their vinyls pressed. I think Universal, which is the largest pressing plant in the United States, stopped taking orders for a while they, I think, doubled their capacity. And very, very recently, actually, Cascade Vinyl Pressing just opened up in Portland, but they had to source their machines, you know, these 40, 50-year-old machines from another facility somewhere and then find someone to refurbish them. It's a huge undertaking, but
yeah. They're already booked up. Here and Now or Morning Edition, one of the two, where they're talking about the process of making a vinyl record. And there's a lot of steps involved, and it's a very precise process. Like you say, it sounds great when it's done well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, even just going from the mastering process, and then Seth and I went down to this guy, Gus at Sky Onion Mastering, and he has a full lacquer cutter, which looks like a sports car or something. I don't know. It's like shiny, black, beautiful machine that's from built in the 1960s and has this diamond cutting head that, you know, that you actually play it back and it cuts in real time on this lacquer. And then they send the physical lacquer to the pressing plant where they make these stampers out of, I think, metal, right? You know the process, Luke?
It sounded that sounds familiar from what I heard.
And then they
use
that to make a mold that they then do they press the vinyl through.
And so you actually make a master right there at your studio that you're mastering at. That's it's a fascinating process, and I'm so glad that it's having a rebirth and still staying. You know, well, old school and vintage stuff is so in that you're right up there with it.
You don't have an 8-track. Back there, do you?
We do not. We don't have a cart machine anymore. We don't have an 8-track player. Mini discs went away. I mean, still vinyl, though. Yeah. Still vinyl. The last song, Elizabeth the Bee, that was the name of it.
Uh-huh.
That was fun. What's next on the set list, Balto?
Let's call it. You got to stick to some of these lower songs.
And Call It, that's on the EP that you can pick up from Balto.
It is. It's the title track.
if you come, set your feet on fire on a Saturday night and then wake up instead in your jeans on the bed thinking, how could this happen? The men on the mattress drank what was left of the spring. Somehow the morning burned right through her brain and she catch me there glazed over and staring. She'd gather to leave, say I'd hate you to think that I'm bent or been broken the way you were hoping. No, don't let it get to your head. See, I might love you dear if you give it a year and a day. Darling, I'm certain, but can you see it in my face? Because it seems I lose the feeling when I call it by its name, like a thunder crash or a heart attack. Summer, we got sober and stayed in hotels by the beach and made plans that we'd keep until one night. Instead of just going to bed, she said, baby, I am dying to know if you're lying a quarter to half of the time. I am a river and you are the tide. I would bleed for you, you're a seed for me. And I knew then who love was like Abraham's love. She could hear through my silence while calling me Isaac, and all the while shopping the blade. Darling, are you certain? Can you see it in my face?
Dan, did you write that song?
I did.
That's a complicated song. I like it a lot. Do you let the band kind of fill in their parts a bit after you've kind of written the framework of it, or do you have it kind of fully fleshed out when you bring it to
Balto? That's kind of how it's been working, honestly, is that, you know, I get a skeleton going, something to work off of, and then pretty much from there, it's out of my hands, you know. I think that's one of the beautiful things about playing in this band is just that everybody has so much on their mind and so much brings so much to the table. That
do you have some music majors in your band? You talked about meeting some people at college.
We do. I think we should turn the mic over to these guys, have them talk about
sure.
that for a second.
We have microphones for everyone if we pass them around. Yeah, you can step up to it. Balto is here for KUAC's Alaska Live, and we're changing around the mics a little bit so we can let, you know, like the keyboardist and the drummer and the bass player have their say, because they don't do so many vocals in Balto. Adam, you play keyboards, and you might be have music in your background, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
I'm playing for not too long.
Was the keyboards, piano your first instrument?
It wasn't. I was in a percussion program in high school.
Piano's percussion, right?
It is, but it's not what you think of when you think of percussion.
Yeah.
Usually you think of like a snare drum or something you hit with a stick.
Hey, mm-hmm. The strings get hit by a hammer, right?
It's true.
In this case, you do have an electric keyboard, but and at times in Balto, you get to turn it into even that sound of like a Hammond B organ, too, and I really love that, too.
Yeah, it works really well with the sound that Dan's going for with this band.
Mm-hmm.
It can be nice, too, with sometimes you play the chords on the piano, and it fills up the space when you have two guitar players, so having a Hammond can be nice. Nice
yeah.
change up there.
That's so fun. Well, welcome to Fairbanks and welcome to KUAC. It's so nice to have you here, Adam. And Seth, I hear that you're a bit of a newer member to the band. You're the drummer, and we were debating back and forth whether to bring, you know, how many pieces of the drums to bring.
We were actually debating whether or not to bring the drummer. So
oh, come on.
The fact that we got the drums in here was pretty remarkable. I'm still interning.
He hasn't given him the green light yet.
Wait.
I have to earn it first, so working on it.
How long have you been with Balto?
About as long as these three. Luke was the first one that Dan approached to be in the band, uh-huh. and then through a really bizarre turn of events, Dan found me and sent me a text out of the blue from a number I didn't recognize and lured me into a dark basement, and the rest is history. So.
And in this case, it was a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It turned out really well.
Right, and we talked you into even bringing the bass drum in, and yeah, it's a simple setup in here, but it sounds really great. And I want to thank you for being also roadie, because you not only brought in all your drums, but you helped me take out a piece of furniture out of here, too, to make room. So
it's good to be here.
It's great. And Devin, you play bass with Balto. It's really nice to have you here, too. And is this your first time in Alaska?
No, actually, I lived in Soldotna for
That's
a while.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I was a bartender at St. Elias for a while. And actually, Luke kind of bribed us all with jackets. We haven't seen these jackets yet. But
he got you team jackets?
Well, he apparently has a warehouse full of jackets.
With and, his face on them.
Yeah, and I have yet to see a jacket, but that was my motivation to get up here, and I don't know. Uh-huh. I'm questioning everything right now.
I've heard of these jackets.
Well, welcome back to Alaska,
Thank
Devin.
You.
It's great to have you back here. Had you been to Fairbanks before?
No, I've never been this far north. I've always wanted to go to Fairbanks, but they don't have a lot of reality shows, so I didn't really know anything about it.
Oh, Fairbanks has been plenty of those reality shows, whether they're, yeah. Oh, my. Well, Dan, this is your first time being to Alaska?
It is.
And Luke lured you all here through the promise of jackets with his face on them.
Yeah, it was actually really funny. I'd had some friends, the friends that introduced Luke and I, that have been coming up here for tours for a while. And I've always just, you know, it's just raved about it. And so I remember even, I think, probably the first time Luke and I jammed together, I was like, so what do you think? Should we go to Alaska? And he's probably looking at me going, you know, confused. Really? Okay, already? You know, we're talking about this already? That's kind of forward of you, but, you know, whatever. I don't know. I can't see inside his brain.
So you made it reality a few months or
years
later.
It took a couple
later.
Of years, yeah, couple actually. Years. It was about 2.5 years ago, maybe more.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here, and it's cool that Luke, you're part of Balto now, and that you know, you're getting back together with Sweating Honey for a show too. Is that Sweating Honey's only show too in Alaska?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We can't do more than that. Everybody lives in various parts of the country, and it can be kind of expensive to get everybody together these days.
Sure. So Fairbanks tomorrow at the Loon, that's it for Sweating
that's
Honey.
That's it.
But Balto has had quite the extensive tour of Alaska so far, up and down the Parks Highway at least.
Yeah, it's been great. And we'd like to thank those in charge of the weather for making sure that it's been as beautiful as it could possibly be all the way up and down the highway. I was telling these guys, after 15 years here, they've seen in 5 days what took me 15 years to see.
So the mountain was out when you're down there?
Oh, yeah. Homer was crystal clear. Mm-hmm. You could see all the volcanoes, and there was no wind.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Unusual.
Yeah. Usually Salmon Fest is a bit of a rainy festival, but it didn't look like it through the pictures and such.
Not a drop.
Yeah.
Yep, and, you know, everybody's been so nice. The community's been great. We've had plenty of weird, strange, you know, people, but it's
that's all what part stories of the and charm. Songs are made of. Exactly. I mean, you're gonna have enough stories to make some new songs when you get back, or as you ride around in the short bus, maybe.
And that goes without saying that we need to really thank our the people who've been supporting this tour for us too. Jason Avery, who's been managing the tour and just making everything possible, I think. And then Chadwick Adams. It's been driving Mr. Toad's Wild Ride all around. It's been amazing. Twinkles the short bus.
It takes a whole lot of people to get a 5-piece band all the way around Alaska. And
it's,
you know,
incredible.
You have a more simple setup here at the KUAC studios, but, you know, I'm sure that you have a few more items for the stage when you go and play a show like you played last night at the Botel and tonight at the Marlin. And, well, the Marlin doesn't have all that much space, but the Loon has plenty of space on stage.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. Now we will hear more.
Okay. Yeah, let's do Spring Lips. I'm gonna take that chorus an octave down, see how it works.
South.
I gathered flowers from the neighbors' yards, glowing petals for my love to find. I staggered up and down the block, I felt an outlaw on the run. We were both tourists in that spring, there was a light on everything. I'm living most days in my memory, a scene in shadow on every corner, every street. It seems I've lingered far too long where the lotus eaters go. I was a child last I knew, but then I fell in love with you. Oh, walks a wire across an endless sea. You and I are becoming strangers, and every moment going by is just a lifetime left behind. From an anxious dream, but the visions just won't shake from me. The face of everyone I love is faint as fire in the sun. The shape of everything we did, a thinning haze upon the wind. I was a tourist in your life for a little while. Oh, oh, oh.
Balto here for Alaska Live on KUAC. I like that dreamy dreamscape part of the song. That's fun. Luke, I think that you really added to that a lot with the guitar sound there, and it's really neat. I think that your sound is so just right out rock and roll, you know, and I like that. There has to be a glut of bands in Portland. That's probably an understatement, but it seems like maybe you guys are, you know, getting some airplay and some people that are coming out to your shows because you're maybe not so weird. Or I'm not saying anything bad about Portland bands. People are into that too, but you know, you're good and you have original songs. You're not just a cover band, and people can really grasp what you're doing, and probably generations of people can grasp it. So that's fun.
Yeah. I mean, Portland's definitely a scene town. There's a kind of, you know, you have your folk scene, and then you have your super cool hip scene, and then you have
like your psych pop scene.
Psych pop is big.
Luke's in another band that's kind of a psych pop band.
Yeah, with Peter Rowan's son, Michael.
Oh, so you have your outlet for that. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
where's your hurdy-gurdy? I mean, and where's
there
your...
There was a hurdy-gurdy at the Botel last night with Harm.
Yeah.
They blew me away. And I mean, you don't see a hurdy-gurdy play too often.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I think that we're starting to be picked up by many different scenes. And, you know, we were just asked to play PDX Pop, which is a great local music festival in Portland. And, you know, that's kind of a...
what do you call it? A landmark? A hallmark? What word am I looking for?
That kind of would have broken any kind of train of thought we would have had that would have brought us to an answer to that.
It's a good step.
Yeah, it's a really, really important kind of part of the local Portland scene. I was kind of going back. We played on the first night, and it's three days and nights of local bands, and all of the bands are so good, and it's a really diverse cross-section of the scene because you have hip-hop artists, you have heavy metal bands, you have hardcore bands, like beautiful folk duos, you have electronic artists, and the Blue Cranes, there was jazz and kind of indie jazz crossover.
That's nice because you get a whole big audience and you can get people turned on to your sound and when they came here to see their other favorite band.
And bands that you would never have otherwise gone to see. I mean, and then I see them and I'm like, man, these guys are so good.
Yeah.
It's cool to know how rich it is and how collaborative it is and everybody's so friendly. So that part of it really, it was a really great thing to have been a part of, and it is a really important step kind of in terms of exposure and kind of taking steps towards, hopefully, doing this full time and making this what we do. So.
Yeah. I like that your EP, the Call It By Its Name, the new EP out by Balto, I like it that sounds a lot like what you sound live. And there's a little bit of a disconnect sometimes when you see a band, you're like, I love this band live. And then you get their recording and there's just so much that went into the recording that takes kind of them away from it. And that's can be disappointing at times, or it can be really neat effects. But I mean, it can be disappointing at times. But I think that your new EP is really you. And that was a great job.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I don't know quite how you got that done, but
do you
want to
feel this? Shall I?
Go for it.
Okay. So, well, we have a really good friend named Tim Schrout, who's a sound engineer in Portland, and he assists at Tucker Martin's studio. He produces My Morning Jacket and The Decemberists and a few other bands. And he has
this
beautiful, beautiful studio in an industrial section of North Portland. And Tim was able to get us in there for, I think, one day of tracking and then 2 days of mixing. And so we had a really limited amount of resources to do the basic tracking. We had unlimited access to a home studio that we were able to do some of the other stuff, the lead vocal takes and some additional overdubbing, but all that's the main kind of, I would say 80% of it got done on one day for the three tracks that are on this. And as a result, and Tim did a fantastic job, and the sounds are beautiful, the instruments are beautiful, the gear is beautiful, and we were able to get a really, really vibey, really cool representation of, I think, what we do live. And that was something else that's been really awesome about playing in this band, is just that, you know, we know that what people are hoping to get, they get that and more, which is pretty, pretty rad.
Yeah, and to tack on to that, one of the things we discussed was, you know, if we were listening to this at our homes, is this something that we'd want to listen to?
Good point.
And I think we all made that very clear that, as far as, you know, some of us coming from a musical background and some of us coming from more of a studio and traveling background, you know, we can kind of collaborate and say, hey, we can make intelligent music, still make it diverse and fun, and not just limit ourselves demographically.
Yeah.
It is important, like you say, when you come from a musical background, to bring that to both the stage and the recording studio and, you know, make sure that you've made something that you can be proud of and that really represents you. And when somebody gets it at your show and takes it home, they're like, oh yeah, this is the band that I saw and I'm really enjoying it. That's cool. And Luke, you guys put out, Sweating Honey put out quite a few CDs. Are those still available?
I don't think they're available on CD, but we have 15 boxes of 12-inch records that we need to get rid of.
Yeah, these are heavy. You don't want to take these home.
I'm kind of thinking that, you know,
I don't know. I maybe I should talk to the band first, but I kind of feel like giving a lot of them away. I mean,
for if, donations.
If I, yeah, at the show on Saturday. So
well,
if
you
don't have a vinyl of Sweating Honey and you want one, come to the show and we'll hook you up.
Right. Yeah. I don't think KUAC has a vinyl of Sweating Honey yet. I don't think so.
All right.
So
all right, I'll bring one. For
that
you
needs
too.
To happen because now we have one of Balto, and it's really nice. And somebody did a really nice job of doing the artwork on your Balto EP. Also, that's kind of the joy of having vinyl. It's a little bit bigger canvas, and you can put some stuff on there. That's really cool.
Yeah, I should give a shout out to Tegan White, who did the artwork for it. It's kind of a funny story. Because I've actually never met her before, but there's a website that we use to distribute some of our music digitally is called Bandcamp, which has kind of become
heard of it.
Sort
it's
of a
great.
Standard for a lot of independent and bands. It just is really, really easy to get to link to it and embed it and have people download stuff and stream it if they want to. And it has analytics on the back end so you can see where people are coming to your music from. And one day I went back to the analytics and I was looking around and noticed that this person had posted it on their blog and that there was a lot of traffic coming to the site through her blog. So I went, who is this? And I clicked on it and it turned out to be this amazing illustrator. And she does stuff for Wired magazine and the Smithsonian magazine and all this stuff.
This is how it happens in the digital age.
And so I reached out to her and I just said, hey, I noticed that you had posted something about this and your artwork looks awesome. It would be great to do something in the future. And she was totally into it.
It's not even cheesy. It has a moon and a wolf on it, but I cannot say that it looks cheesy. I mean, like one of those t-shirts to see in a shop. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's way better.
No, I totally recommend that you guys check out her work because it's really gorgeous.
And you can see the artwork on you guys' website, which is Balto Band?
Balto America.
Balto America.
America. And that work was done. There's some watercolors on the website that were done by a friend named Chelsea Grola, who used to live in Portland.
Nice. Well, speaking of art, you guys are very dialed in with the art you put on into your sound. Let's hear another one from Balto right here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Okay. Should we do the, maybe we should
cut the
outro? All right. You have to come to Marlin to see the outro. I keep a letter in my drawer, postmark from several years before. A headstone etched there on the page, a name, a place, a dying day, but God, I'm never sure. I think 3 years ago last week, a ghost girl drifted down to me and left the outline of a timid face, then slipped away without a trace through space between the graves. And then I fell down on my knees, I laid a kiss on stony cheeks. I feel that grip between my teeth. Why won't you say love never stayed for me? Something like 18 months ago, I chased a rumor, I chased a hope, that at St. Peter's Church the clock strikes 12 and ghost girls tend to show themselves, but this one would not come. And then I fell down on my knees, I laid a kiss on stony cheeks. I feel that grit between my teeth. Why won't you stay? Love never stays. Thank you.
counting days. And I got me some, I got some private holidays. But when I burned my words by candlelight, I saw her reading there behind. Go on, she said, I'll wait. And then I fell down at her feet. I laid a kiss on bloodless cheeks, escaping steam between my teeth. Why won't you stay?
All right, minus the outro, we'll have to hear that at the Marlin tonight or the Loon tomorrow night with Balto. Oh, the harmonies on that song in particular, but on a lot of your songs, are just so tight and so good. And I think that that's a really nice trademark of you guys.
This is a really fun guy to sing with.
Do you remember the first time you met Dan, Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. And we sat around, had some coffee in the morning, and with an upright bass player at the time, Sam McKinstry. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun. And then, you know what, our first gig, actually, so Balto didn't have a drummer at the time, and the three of us were practicing for a show that we had at the White Eagle, right? White Eagle.
I think it was a Weagle, yeah.
And Dan was like, I can't find a drummer. This guy's... I was like, well, I know a guy that just moved to town, and gave him Cliff's number. Because Cliff had just moved to Vancouver.
Cliff Hobson, uh-huh. Right?
From Steve Brown, the Bailers, right? And Gangly Moose, and any number of others. Pretty much every band that's been around in Alaska has had Cliff.
The Tim Easton duo.
Part of the band, yeah. Cliff learned the songs and came. That was my first gig with Balto, was with Cliff on drums.
Awesome.
He's come full circle, huh?
Right. Little Fairbanks reunion down there in the Portland area for that.
Yeah.
So when you first met, did you have to do a bunch of songs that you both knew, or did Dan teach you just a bunch of songs right away?
He just taught me a bunch of songs right away. And Sam, the bass player, had just a beautiful voice. And so I was trying to fit in my voice kind of in this third part there. And then when it just became me and Dan singing a lot, I was trying to sing these parts that Sam was singing, so it really pushed me to try and sing higher. And there's just so much emotion in these songs that it's easy to just close your eyes and put yourself into the lyrics and feel them. And we hope that comes across to the listeners.
It's definitely coming across here at the KUAC studios. Balto, my guest from Portland, Oregon, and. It's so nice to have you here. I'm so glad that you made KUAC one of your tour stops. This is really special to have you back here, Luke, and bringing a band that I was not familiar with until you turned me on to them because you're into the band. And boy, it's going to be great to have you on stage with both of your bands. That's really fun.
Good to be back. Marathon for you.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. Yeah. I know that this is... Not the usual usual time frame.
We do what we can do.
Very accommodating.
And hopefully people are listening on their way to your gig at the Marlin. And who's opening up for you there?
Tiny Pancake Breakfast, and then Hobo Knife will also be playing.
What a great night of music. And then at the Loon, opening for both Balto and Sweating Honey is a New Orleans band, the Roman Jasmine. Yeah. Well, you have a finale for us?
Do we have a finale? We hadn't really talked about it. Airplane's going to be a little high today.
Is the dry air here in Alaska getting your voice, Dan?
I think it's... I was realizing that my body just hasn't really adjusted very well to having it only be dark for about 4 hours.
Well, you came at the right time of summer because you've got a lot more darkness.
I keep staying up until about 4 o'clock in the morning. I think because... I sort of figured it out yesterday, is that it gets dark, and then my body goes, okay, so in about 4 hours, you'll get tired. And... Of course, it ends up meaning, you know, very minimal sleep, and that can be a little bit challenging. But, you know, making it work and
totally. Sound great.
It's so fun. This is so fun. And
don't come here in June. Right around solstice, it just never gets dark. Like the sun just barely dips below the horizon and it comes right back up. It's very
just,
difficult.
Just boundless energy coming out of everything and everyone. It's yeah.
Just I we should come up at solstice.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see how we do.
I was telling them, like, looking at the flyers for all the different venues, like all these bands that end up coming here every single summer, they come here once and they go.
Well, I think that bringing them up in August is a good precursor to bringing them in the heart of summer.
Or January.
Midnight Sun. Oh, that's great, too. Yeah. We could use some Balto in the middle of January. That'd be great.
Yeah. You know what I think would be a good one? Is Self-Portrait. Self-Portrait sounds would good. Be great.
Yeah. Keep Simple at the end.
And then maybe just, what you
keep
thinking?
Keep it simple at the end.
Keep it simple at the end. Just maybe keep it a little bit mellow. Still do the...
This is the usual part of Alaska Live, where it's workshopping the songs for the show. It's true, it happens every time.
I can introduce this song really quickly, actually. It's funny, I wrote this song over 5 years ago. I was 21, I think. And most of the songs from that time eventually rendered them, I sang them so many times and it rendered them almost irrelevant to me psychologically. Like, I was... But there's, for some reason, this one keeps to change. She keeps changing meaning for me. I was there, and I was playing a gig years ago, and my friend's older brother was there with his wife, and he was singing along to it. And I was thinking that, man, for a 30-something guy, that must mean so much, such a different thing than it meant to me at 21. And I don't know. There's something. This song in particular is interesting. I don't really have a better way of describing it than that.
Understand. Sing it loud and clear and true. Oh, I love you, darling, feel it in my bones. Gotta tell it like it is. Though this world is wide and it seems I'm lost at sea. Well, you know I'm rowing east. Oh, darling, though it seems I went away, I've been rowing, rowing, rowing back to you. I don't have a home of wood or brick or stone. No, no country, state, or name. All I know that my place is where you are, and I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make it. Oh, and you know it can't be fine. Oh, it seems that you believe that all love is lost the moment it appears. You know this ain't no heard that voice and saw your face again. I can never leave. of everything. What's more, you're scared of me. And everything I do is strange and cruel and real. I don't mean you any harm. Oh, darling, if the weight's too much to bear, pass a little on to me. Ain't got much, but everything I have is yours. Don't be shy, come on by, it ain't mine anymore. It seems that you believe that all love is lost the moment it appears. You know this ain't no failure, that voice that saw your face again. I can never leave.
Devin on bass, Seth on drums, Adam on keyboards, Luke on guitar and vocals, and Daniel on guitar and vocals and writing the songs. They make a Balto. And thanks so much, you guys, for coming here for Alaska Live. It's been great.
Thank you so much, Lori, for having us on.
See you tonight. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.